This is a CBC podcast. This is a CBC podcast.
This is Mic Drop.
Mic Drop?
It's about us.
Teens and our stories and what we've been through.
What we are still going through.
Without any adult interruptions.
Testing.
Testing.
Mic will drop in 5, okay. 4, 3, 2.
Drop the mic.
I've never held the mic before, and this feels good, actually.
My name is Bella, and I'm 12 years old, and I'm in grade 6. Well, I started getting butterflies in my stomach. It was literally on the first day he arrived in my class when I started liking him. He seemed nice, so I confessed up to him that I liked him, and he was more than a friend to me, and I told him all the reasons. He was kind and nice and pretty funny. So he wanted to meet me out on the schoolyard, and he told me he felt the same back. I was pretty happy. He's funny. He's a weirdo half of the time. He's nice. And whenever, I fall on the ground, he would come and help me up and ask if I was okay. He's generous, and that's all the things he is that makes me like him. He likes my red hair. He's told me that a lot of times. He likes how I'm funny, and I'm also caring of him too. And every time I see him hurt or his head is on his desk and he's not looking up, I go over and I ask him if he's okay, and yeah. I had to secretly date him and not tell my parents because my stepdad was absolutely gonna freak. But then later on, I told my mom, and she was cool with it, but we didn't tell my stepdad for a while because he was gonna freak out and it was gonna be whole lot of chaos. But then my stepdad finally found out, and he was like, "You're too young to have a boyfriend. Do I need to go to this boy's house?" So I started laughing, but I told him that it was my choice and I actually had feelings for him. And then my dad listened to me and agreed with me, and my dad still doesn't feel comfortable with it, but I've been dating my boyfriend since grade 4. Well, we're not really allowed to kiss each other because his grandma said so, and I'm pretty sure my stepdad thinks so too. I don't know if my stepdad has any other rules for me, because that's all that I've heard from him. Well, it's been a happy relationship. There has been some ups and downs. We would break up here and there and then get back together. He would usually give me some gifts, and we would give each other hugs all the time. He has gave me some rings. He has a workshop at his house, his grandfather's workshop. So he would work in there and he would make me my own rings. This one he gave me maybe a few weeks ago. It's some blue gems on some black duct tape. This one, it has some white gems on it and a turtle on it. And then this one has a ruby on it. And this one's gold. This one he gave me. My favorite is this one, because I like the red to it. It really shines, and it's really nice looking on my hand. He gave this to me, and that's when we got married, quotation marks, and we had a whole wedding at recess on the field. Well, we made some invitations, but I would, like, run around quickly and tell everyone what's happening. I would, like, name all the flower girls. He would name all the best men, and I would choose the ring carrier and my bridesmaids. And, like, my boyfriend would and his best men, and the guests would be standing out in the field getting ready. While me, my bridesmaids, the ring carrier, would be standing in the corner just, like, waiting for someone to come get me, and then we would start walking down there. It was, like, in the springtime, so my bridesmaids picked up dandelions, and when I started walking behind them, they would toss them out all over the floor, and then there would be the I do's and the priest or whoever does the wedding would ask if anyone had any objections. Then there would be the part where we would explain how much affection we have for each other. The ring carrier would bring in the rings, and then the priest would say, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may now hug the bride. So then we would hug each other, and then everyone would cheer. And then, like, I would have, like, this little mini softball or this little mini tennis ball or a bouncy ball. I would throw it backwards and, like, pretend it's my bouquet, and whoever catched it would be getting married next. Then we would have, like, an after party and everything. So, yeah, that's really what happened. The first time we broke up was in the beginning of grade 5. I was kind of surprised because I didn't think that we were going to start going up and down, up and down. So then he started dating this other girl, which then I became enemies with. I absolutely dreaded her. She kind of acted toxic, and every time she saw me, or every time I tried to talk to him, she would talk to me privately and tell me to stay away from him. So she would be a little consuming of him and clingy, so that's what made me dread her. I was a little bit sad, and I was hoping that we would get back together. So then we started going up and down. We got back together, broke up. He never got back with the girl. We kept breaking up, getting back together, breaking up, getting back together. And then grade 6 came, and we were still dating by then. And so then the ups and downs continued. And my boyfriend, his friend, he walks up to me with this paper with just, like, scribbled blue writing on it, and it's a divorce paper. And I adopted half of my classmates, so I've got about maybe 15 children. So he would try and sell them all, quotation marks. And then all of a sudden we would get in, like, an argument. When we had, like, court and stuff in lunch period one time. When the teacher came in, we were all screaming and I was asking everyone to calm down so we can get this over with. The teacher walked in and told us to go back to our seats. This is over. My boyfriend started getting all sassy and said, good, I just want this stuff to be over with anyway. So, we would be in fights here and there. I would text him after a while saying that I still missed him and I still liked him. And then he told me that he still liked me back a little. So then that's when we got back together. And then when I saw him at school, I gave him a huge big hug. So, yeah. I don't think we're gonna have another wedding for a while, because I feel like it's kind of cringy and weird because we're like grade 6 elementary kids, so we shouldn't really be having weddings this moment. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be getting married for a while. What it's like having a boyfriend when I'm 12, it's kind of fun. I mean, he makes me happy, and I have someone in my life that seeks out for me when I'm hurt and cares for me a lot. Besides my best friend, there's him. Just know that you can tell your parents, and your parents could not like it, they could like it, you never know unless you try. And if they don't like it, then you tell them that it's your own choice and you like this guy, girl, whoever you're into, and that you don't want to leave him or her.
Mic Drop is produced in Montreal by Carrie Haber and Cherry Okeke for CBC Podcasts and PRX Tracks. Associate producer is Ellen Payne Smith. If you like what you heard, we'd love to hear from you. On Instagram, we're at CBC Mic Drop. Or take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts so more people can find out about us. It really makes a difference. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.